Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those book magazines talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, galaxies, solar system, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about the Ring of Nebula. A nebula is a distinct body of interstellar clouds, which consists of cosmic dust, hydrogen, helium, and molecular clouds, possibly as ionized gases. Originally, the term was used to describe any diffuse astronomical object, including galaxies beyond the Milky Way. The Andromeda Galaxy, for instance, was once offered to us the Andromeda Nebula, and the Spiral Galaxy is a general as a spiral nebulae. Before the true natures of galaxies was confirmed in the early 20th century by Vasco Sleipner and Edwin Hubble and others, Edwin Hubble discovered that most nebulae are associated with the stars and illuminated by starlight. He also helped categorize nebulae based on the type of light and spectra they produce. Most nebulae ones are one of the vast size. Some are hundreds of light years in diameter. A nebula that visible to the human eye from the Earth would appear larger but no brighter from the gaze. The Orion Nebula, or nebula, is the brightest nebula in the sky and occupying the area of twice the angular diameter of the full moon. Can be viewed with the naked eye but was missed by early astronomers. Although denser than the space surrounding them, most nebulae are far less dense than any vacuum created on Earth. A nebula about the size of Earth would have total mass of only a few kilograms. Many nebulae are visible due to fluorescence caused by embedded hot stars, or the other also diffuse that they can be detected only with a long exposure special filter. Some nebulae are variably illuminated by variable stars. Nebulae are often star-forming regions, such as in the Pilgers or the Pillars of Creator in the Eagle Nebula. In this region, the foundation of gas, dust, and other materials clump together to form denser regions, which attract further matter and eventually will become dense enough to form the stars. The remaining material is believed to form planets and other planetary system objects. I have a lot of series in my book magazine about the mystery of the universe. Of course, I have the Ring of Nebula. I have dark matter. I have dark energy. I have a spectra. Please have a copy of my book magazine, available on Amazon and leading online bookstore worldwide. Hope you like it, Modicum people. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.